you watch a game like last night, and I see Jacksonville just get smoked by Buffalo. It was not a competitive football game. By the end of the first quarter, first half, the game was over. Have they given up? Have they quit on their head coach down there in Jacksonville? I mean, it's week three. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I think there is probably something going on inside the locker room that may even extend to the coaching staff. You know, just it's rare that you see that level of play or like a blowout, right? You know, this early, you would expect it to be a lot more competitive, especially, you know, 0-2 football team. And, you know, I wouldn't go as far as to saying that they've lost, that Doug, you know, Doug EP has lost the guys, but I think there is some form of disconnect that's happening. And, you know, at this point, it's kind of up to a lot of the leaders on the team to take the bull by the horn and figure it out.
This is shocking. And, you know, we look at Trevor Lawrence, like, are we sure he's good? Like, is there favorites being played? But you've been in a lot of locker rooms, man. You had a long career. How many years has it been? 13? 13 years.
Yeah.
So you've had to have seen something like this before. You have to see the warning signs of something like this.
Correct.
Like, I don't know. Like, we live in high school, like land. That's where our careers ended, in locker rooms. So it's like, I don't understand the workings of a workplace locker room other than when I have to go in there once a week and I'm forced to go in there once a week. I don't even like being in them. So what loses a locker room? Because we got, I mean, we're 1-2. We have to avoid this right now.
Yeah. I think what can ruin a locker room is distrust. The not necessarily taking ownership for what's happening, pointing the finger. You know, when you start to point the finger and make excuses about, well, it's not me, it's the other side, or it's the other guy, or it's the coach, then that's when you start to see a lot of things unfold that are naturally going to translate into negativity. And then what tends to also happen is now little pods start to form within the locker room where you got a lot of whispering going on, and the whispering becomes louder. And now it kind of like takes over the entire locker room. So as leaders on a team, you have to ensure that you infiltrate those spaces, that you're speaking the right thing, because the mental, man, is powerful. The mind is powerful. You know, what we say out of our mouths and the things that we hear, we start to believe ourselves, or we start to consume to the point where now we're living it. And you have to avoid those things from taking place. So that's what I'm most nervous about. If I'm a Jacksonville fan and I'm looking at their team right now, is that, you know, are they going to start to you know, disconnect from one another to the point where, you know, it's now hopeless and there's no point of return.
Now, it's only three games around the league. We stress and stress and stress because, you know, we're in a 1-2 hole. Cincinnati's 0-3. You're seeing other teams that are really good. The reigning.
Don't say the term.
Well, I'm
don't
just
say the term.
I'm just saying.
Don't say the term. It's insulting to him. It's insulting to me.
Don't
say the term.
To me,
don't you do it.
That a lot of these teams have the big picture, you know, outlook, that it's a long season and 17 games. And I angered Ken every time I bring
say
up.
It.
I felt like the first three games for a lot of teams are almost like a quasi preseason.
Ronnie, listen, I know you got a certified man of God to your left, so I'm going to try to be as clean as I can about this, because I don't want to start cussing in front of a preacher here, okay? But let's be honest here, okay? He calls it preseason. Yeah. And I'm going, wait a minute. If that's the case, then we should be talking about firing people for putting Deshaun Watson behind backups out there because it's quote-unquote preseason. The whole thing we were arguing about before the Seattle game of whether or not to put him out there. Mm. And honestly, I'm taking it on the chin because I'm out there in the community and I got Steelers fans giving it to me. And because of what we do in the company we're owned by, they're based out of New York. So I got Giants fans cussing me out. Guys on the radio out there in New York cussing me out, saying terrible things to me. And I got to tell you as well, Ronnie, I got very little respect for Daniel Jones. Now, you can't say that. I can't. I can say anything I want. I got very little respect, if at all, for Daniel Jones and his play. And I think that if he wasn't throwing to Malik Nabers, he sucked on Sunday. He tried to throw to Wandale Robinson. He's still looking for him. He can't find anybody. I have to sit here and I got to eat this as a fan. So you got to get me out of this utter turmoil, because when he uses terms like preseason to go, no. Guys will make or break their playoffs and make or break their careers still based on this month, and I cannot get on the radio and tell people it's still the preseason. And I'm damn sure not going to say that in front of a guy who's in his 13th year and expects to go to the playoffs this season.
That's a fact.
So tell me
that's
more.
That's a fact. I don't believe that's true, because at the end of the day, every win, you know, matters. Like, we, you know, you look at it when you're into it, like, you're going to look back on certain games and say, man, that we hope that's not us, but you look back like, man, that game right there was the game that we needed to get in. And so I don't believe that the statement is true where you could say, you know, teams are taking an approach of using the first three or four games to fill things out, because every game is precious. Every game matters, and they all play a matter in, you know, where you ultimately end up at the end of the year. So I don't like that take. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me put it this way. I just, you see time and time again in this league, you see the outcomes in the first two to three weeks. I feel like, especially this season, where, like, you guys after the game on Sunday are talking about, well, we hadn't seen some of that stuff on tape. Well, that won't happen by week six. By week six, the tape is the tape. Teams establish their identity. Right now, some teams win football games across the league that I don't think they'd have any business winning a little bit later on. And teams that overhauled maybe their offense, new coordinators, that to me does not feel like in the thick of the season.
But I'm sorry, Rodney, but that's my problem here. What he's saying is my problem. Like, you guys could go out against Kansas City. If you lose by a field goal at home to Kansas City, do you think I'm going to sit here and rip you guys up and down for losing to Kansas City by a field goal, the Chiefs? No. Now, again, my perspective. Mm-hmm. But I'll look at that and go, damn it, had we had won against the Giants, because you should be a better team by the time December comes around. Injuries say something, but whatever. You should be a better team by the time December comes around, as opposed to where you were on September 22nd. I'm going to sit there and I'm going, I cannot believe, and again, I excuse my language, sir, I cannot believe back in September we lost to Daniel Jones and Brian Daboll, who looks like a tow truck driver. No offense to tow truck drivers, that's maybe an insult to them, because I was here in Cleveland when Daboll was still immature and an offensive coordinator and screaming at people's headsets and not doing it the right way. And we lost to a suck-ass organization like that on a September day when everybody was picking us to win.
Yeah. I mean, I think there are no such thing as easy wins in the National Football League. That is a fact. You know, you got to give respect to every player and team that takes that field. And we all know any given Sunday – anything is possible. And if you don't show up, you don't pack everything that you need to pack, your best, you know what I'm saying, technique, your best level of focus, your best level of grit, determination, effort, passion, then what happens is the teams that you should win, you lose to. And the good teams handle their business, whether we're playing an elite team or we're playing a team that, you know, is probably below, our standards, whatever you might call that, right? Like, and more importantly, the game's at home. And I think that's what's most frustrating, you know, to me right now, is we sit 0-2 at home, where last year, of course, man, that was our competitive advantage. And you see the spirit that exists in the stadium, and you've seen it at the beginning of the game, and you saw it even down the stretch. Even when people, man, I don't believe they can come back from this. There was the possibility that we were starting to rally, right? And the crowd's into it, feeding, energy's up, we're getting stops, we're doing what we need to do in all three phases, and we have to find a way to ensure that lasts for 60 minutes of ball and not 10, not 560.
Because that's what I could say these things to Anthony, because we've said way worse things to each other, and we'll say even worse things to each other. Is that bothers me so much, because if we start explaining things, we're just going to explain things, and then we're not going to have anything to talk about later in the year because the season is going to be a wash. And then it's going to be a very awkward moment and a series of awkward moments that I'm trying to avoid. I do not want to have those moments with you. I mean, these fans are calling us up on Mondays, and they are talking about very serious things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if those questions have to be broached at some point, like these are not going to be fun Tuesdays.
Yeah.
But so every game's got to be serious.
Correct. But I feel like let's be clear, and you can look probably from season to season. You know, you come into the season with expectations on every single team. There's a power rankings, right? Like, that's just to get everybody going. Like, you have to start somewhere, but that's not ultimately how everybody finish, you know, where you end up. And for the first 8 weeks of the season, you don't know who is who. You feel me? Like, things can change. You got Carolina that, you know, all of a sudden beats a Vegas team, like, spanks them. You know, like, that is what you're, you know, those are the things that you're getting in these first 8 weeks. It's a swing, you know, back and forth. And you hope that at the end of the day, you can find, like we've been talking about the last past couple of weeks, your identity. And more importantly, be consistent. That's what, just be consistent in everything that you do. And ultimately, like, that'll prevail. But right now, you know, to say, man, you know, how do we lose to this team or that team? Yeah, I feel like it's too early. But at the end of the day, you know, we still got a lot more ball to be played, and I'm confident that we can get this thing back rolling.
Are you just like fans when it comes to waiting on MRI results? Because I left the show yesterday. The way people were talking about Myles Garrett and the way that he was hobbling over to the golf cart on Sunday night, the cameras kind of caught him. I was getting nervous, I'll be honest, about the rest of the season. Are you guys the same way as we are, keeping your fingers crossed and waiting on good news for Myles? Because it seemed like yesterday we ended up getting good news that he's going to be day-to-day.
Yeah, not only Myles, but, you know, everybody on the team. You know, you don't want to see any of your brothers, you know, exit the game and find out that, you know, they'll be injured for, you know, a significant amount of time. And, you know, that was a point of emphasis for us, is, man, making sure that everybody's available and healthy. And, you know, what one of my coaches told me is that, you know, every team in this league experiences like three crises, you know, throughout a season. You don't know what that's going to be, but it's going to happen. You know, I feel like right now, you know, one of our crises is injuries, you know, from training camp all the way up until this point in time, from, you know, our, you know, the list goes on, star players down to, you know, practice squad. Right now we've been hit, and we have to make sure that we weather the storm right now. And it's how we communicate to one another, and more importantly, it's how we emphasize the belief in each other, right? Because that was one thing that we held strong to in Philly that year. We had a lot of top, you know, key injuries, but the belief in each other, belief in the next man, really allowed us to be able to persevere during a true moment of adversity.